This newsletter contains 9 pages. Approximate reading time, 19 minutes. The Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission, Talking Book Services, Spring 2017. Read by Michael J. Gandy. Reader's note, this newsletter contains the entire text of the print edition, except for forms. End of reader's note. The Reading Light is written and edited by staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Do you have the best mail carrier? Show your postal carrier some love and nominate him, her, for the Talking Book Services 2016 Mail Carrier of the Year. Has your mail carrier gone out of their way to make sure you get your books? Have they gone above and beyond when you least expected it? Tell us about it. If your mail carrier wins, we will contact the mail carrier, their supervisor, and you. We will coordinate a date and time when we can all come out to their post office and present them with a plaque and enjoy some cake together. Let your mail carrier know how much you appreciate them. You can call us and tell us over the phone why you love your mail carrier. Give us a call at 601-432-4116 or 1-800-446-0892. Deadline, May 1st, 2017. Attention, large print services patrons. The large print direct service has been undergoing some changes over the past year. We've been working to make the program more accessible and to increase the availability of our materials to patrons and to make the program itself more efficient overall. Here is an explanation of some of the changes we've made. The first new implement is the shipping of the books. The mail bags are large enough to hold up to 3 books at a time. However, the books do not need to be returned all at one time. If a patron gets a bag of 3 books and finishes one, he or she may send only that book back to us in the mail bag and keep the others until finished. More mail bags are sent with books in them each time another bag is returned. This way, a patron will have a constant flow of books instead of having to wait to send all their books back at once. Next, the catalogs that are sent out each month contain only the new books we have and are a small sampling of all the material that we offer. Patrons can request any books that are not in the catalog by using the request sheet in the back of each catalog. Tech-savvy patrons can access our online catalog and view our entire collection at http://mlco-vero-grapics.com/mvc/. Normally, the large print service is request only, meaning that we send only the books that patrons specifically request. We can also send books based on author or genre request. For instance, if a patron loves mysteries and wants to read as many as possible, they can tell us, and we will pick mystery books for them instead of taking only specific book requests. All books are loaned out for 6 weeks, just as they have always been. Individual patrons are allowed to have up to 5 books loaned out to them at one time. Institutions and libraries may have up to 20 books. All books are shipped in special mail bags that require no postage, but patrons are expected to pay for books lost or damaged while in their possession. We are constantly looking for ways to improve our service and to better serve our patrons and hope to implement more changes in the future to provide the best service that we can. If you have any questions or need more information, contact Daniel Warren at 601-432-4126 or DWARREN at mlc.lib.ms.us. Bard Express, BART Express provides NLS patrons with an easy way to access BART. Use BART Express to browse thousands of audiobooks and magazines. Download them to your Windows-based computer and transfer them to an NLS cartridge. BART Express simplifies the process by providing a menu-driven interface, reducing the need to memorize a complex set of keyboard commands. What does this mean? BART Express can be used with as few as 4 keys while providing advanced functionality for the more adventurous user. Currently, BART Express is only available for PCs, not Mac computers. To download BART Express software and to start using it, go to website http://bit.ly/BARDEXPRESS. There are also several YouTube how-to videos on BART Express. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=0162lowercase u uppercase e uppercase e 8 lowercase j lowercase h 8 https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=i/y/f14wz/v/w/s/c. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=d/b/k-space/v=d6lowercase z lowercase b lowercase l https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=5e(z)g(s)i(w)78. Missing Braille books. We have 5 missing Braille books loaned to us from our good friends in Utah. They have been checked out since 2016, but we don't know who we loaned them out to. Fell through the cracks a bit. If you do get Braille books from us, would you mind having a friend or family member take a look around and see if you might have these Braille titles? The titles are BR19765, Because It Is My Blood. BR04159, Mommy Dearest. BR17867, Stars 1-2. BR212002, April Adventure. BR21242, Miss Small Is Off the Wall. If you do find that you have any of these titles, please give us a call or email and we'll get them back to their rightful home. No questions asked. 1-800-647-7542 or talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Free Braille Calendars. If you would like a free Braille calendar mailed to you, please contact Cindy Nugent at 601-432-4093 or email her at frizell@mlc.lib.ms.us. Receive newsletter by email? Want to save some trees? Sign up to receive our newsletter by email. Email us at talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us and we'll start sending you our quarterly newsletter by email. Book recommendations. Here are some books that our staff have read and enjoyed. We think you might like them too. Delirium by Lauren Oliver, part of a trilogy, number 2, DB74331. Pandemonium, ampersand, number 3, DB76276, Requiem. DB72820, reading time 11 hours 8 minutes, read by Lauren Jones, science fiction, young adult, romance, recommended by Shelley. This book is set in a future world where the delirium of love is considered a disease. The government has a cure for this ailment, but not everyone is eager to be cured of feelings of love. Main character Lena is eager to receive the cure until something bizarre happens at her consultation. Soon, Lena finds herself siding with the resistance. Lena's future becomes precarious and possibly deadly once she falls in love. Although this is technically a young adult book, the themes and writing style will entice and entrance adults as well. The Bookseller by Cynthia Swanson, DB081380. Reading time, 10 hours, 17 minutes. Read by Kristen Allison. Psychological fiction, recommended by Mary Rogers. The Bookseller is a novel that tells of two realities of Kitty Miller, Katherine Anderson. This woman is Kitty in her awake life and Katherine when she goes to sleep. Kitty is a single woman who runs a bookshop with her best friend, while Katherine is a woman married to the man Kitty missed out on being able to meet. I like this story of what if, while it also became a story of the main character finding out her true self. I recommend this novel as it keeps you, as a reader, perceptive as to what is in her real life. I admit that I was surprised to find out which was real and which was a dream to the main character. Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte, DB047868. Reading time, 20 hours, 15 minutes. Read by Jennifer Mendenhall. Classic fiction, gothic fiction, recommended by Margaret Smitherman. This is the story of a young English girl who grows up in the harsh world of British orphans around the mid-18th century. She is pushed around and made to feel that no one could ever want to care for someone as bad and plain as she. The only person that she can rely on to care for her needs is herself. She adapts to each new situation with stoicism, all the while growing into a young woman. She starts her new life as a governess. She arrives at her new post only to find that there are strange things happening there. The child is a little French girl named Adele, who is the ward of the owner of the house, Mr. Rochester. As to avoid spoilers, Jane soon learns that many others besides herself have complicated lives and cannot always do things that they would like to do. Bookshelf feature on digital players. When a book cartridge or flash drive has several books or magazines on it, the user can jump from book to book or magazine to magazine by using the bookshelf feature. 1. To activate this feature, hold down the green Play Stop button for a few seconds. The machine will announce Bookshelf. 2. The Rewind or Fast Forward keys can then be used to move backwards and forwards from book to book and magazine to magazine. 3. When the announcement for the desired book or magazine issue is heard, press the green Play Stop key to listen to that particular book or magazine. What to do with defective books? Occasionally, you may come across a book that does not play properly. Your player will usually say something like book error or cartridge error when you put the book in and it will not play, or the book will refuse to play past a certain point or just skip to the end. If you run into a book that's defective, here's what you should do. First, contact us. Staff here at Talking Books have a lot of support options to choose from, including marking the book for repair in our circulation database and reserving a new copy for you if you want one. We can also take you through some quick steps to see if we can get the book to play without having to send it back. To contact us, you can call 1-800-446-0892 or email talkingbooks@mlc.com. www.lib.ms.us. If you are unable to talk to a staff member directly or call during non-business hours, please leave a message with your name, phone number, the title, and DB number of the defective book, and a brief explanation of the problem. Second, mark the defective box on the return mailing card. The box is located in the top left corner of the card when our return address is showing, just above the hole punch. Even if you cannot see the box, any mark or scribble in that general area is cause enough for our circulation staff to set the book aside for additional inspection. Here are a few things not to do, including, please do not write directly on the cartridge or container. Please do not tape notes to the cartridge. Please do not put rubber bands around the cartridge or container. We really appreciate your help identifying books that need a little TLC. Thanks. Helpful hints and reminders. 1. When calling the Mississippi Library Commission, please identify yourself as a Talking Book Services patron. This will assist in expediting your calls to the appropriate department. 2. In order to maintain an active status as a BPH patron, one must check out or download one item each calendar year. Maintaining an active status ensures that you receive this newsletter as well as other updates. 3. Please do not write on the containers, cartridges, or the machines. All of our items are recycled and sent to other patrons after each use. Please help us conserve funds by not damaging our items with writings or added tape. 4. Please retain the box the digital player arrives in. This box can be used to send the item back should you need a replacement or decide to discontinue service. Do not use duct tape on the box. The player can be mailed back to the library via Free Matter for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The free shipping label is marked on the box. 5. You do not need to send back the new patron packet or used headphones. They are both yours to keep. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 601-432-4116. 1-800-446-0892, toll-free. 601-432-4476, fax. Email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website http://mlc.lib.ms.us/TBS/. Web catalog http://bit.ly/T-B-S catalog. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/MS Library Commission/. End of the reading light. Mississippi Library Commission Talking Book Services, Spring 2017. Read by Michael J. Gandy in the studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, March 2017. Sound editing by Melvin Smitherman. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.